Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with liberals erupting, says the Washington Post, in fury at White House over end of eviction moratorium. White House officials said that despite President Biden's appeals to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to consider extending the order, the agency found no legal authority to do so, which failed to satisfy some lawmakers. You have landlords and tenants filling courts now as that moratorium ends. This is a big deal for many Americans.
Well, it is, David, for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you can't pay the rent and you face eviction, it's a terrible thing. You can only imagine if you have a family or young children or aged parents, what the fear is if you are evicted or if you potentially worry about being evicted. On the other hand, the landlords claim, you know, this is our business, the way we make our money. We can't live without it. I rent out one apartment, and I can't say that people who are in that apartment shouldn't pay because that's the way I live and that's the way my family lives. Now, of course, there are a lot more renters than there are people who rent out apartments, so you can see where the politics goes on this. And I am not surprised that AOC and her group are taking particular notice of this and trying their best to shame the Biden administration to going forward and doing what they have to do. There are lots of ways to pay for this, either borrowing or extending. Those are the things that we are facing in this country right now. But those are the two sides of the coin.
Americans' optimism, Alan, about COVID dashed as cases surged. In a dramatic shift from last month, more Americans now say the coronavirus situation in the U.S. is getting worse, 45% rather than better, 40% in June. A record 89% said the situation was getting better, while only 3% was getting worse. We have now Senator Lindsey Graham, who has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is vaccinated. He said he was very glad to receive the vaccine, without which his current symptoms would be, quote, far worse. You cited yesterday a man with, I believe, six children who passed and was saying he should have gotten the shot. We're seeing more Americans move in that direction. But the issue is the other big lie, which is that this whole thing is political.
Well, of course, it isn't political. It's a disease. And the disease is decimating families and people who should know better about this vaccine being available and use it. And all of a sudden, people in Florida and Louisiana and some of these other states, which are particularly hard hit, are seeing massive groups of people who want to get the shot, finally. Because the choice is serious disease, even dying or not. I have a grandson in Louisiana who has it. His father, who had been vaccinated, does not. So we are now seeing the disease reaching into the children, and it seems to me that we need to see movement on the part of the CDC to make sure that our kids survive. I mean, it makes great sense to have them wear masks. Nobody wants to have them do that in school. But if that's what's going to save their lives, they should do it. And more people ought to get the vaccine. And we see the people who have the vaccine and who still get sick. But the question then becomes, how sick? As Lindsey Graham said, if he hadn't gotten the shot, he'd be in worse shape.
Well, how about this story, Alan, from the Associated Press? Several House Democrats have called on House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy to apologize to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi or resign after audio surfaced of him saying at a fundraiser over the weekend that it would be, quote, hard not to hit her with a gavel if he's sworn in as Speaker after the 2022 midterm elections. Civility in politics all but gone these days.
And you got to understand that this is part of the politics of who wins the House and who wins the Senate in 22. This is a huge issue. You got a president who faces the same thing all other presidents do, that the party out of power does better picking up seats in the Senate and the House. Whether that's going to change this time because of the mantle of Trump the Republicans have, I don't know. But it certainly is a possibility if the Senate and the House change that the Democrats are going to have to fight like hell in order to keep their head above water.
Yeah, and we're seeing a test of former President Trump as kingmaker, aren't we? We see the latest test, Ohio's special election. Of course, last week, a Texas congressional candidate he backed was defeated in a special election. So he might not have as much influence as he thinks.
Well, we'll see. Of course, in the Texas election, Democrats voted in that election. The Democratic candidate was not one of the choices. The Trump candidate lost. We, of course, understand that the Democrats weren't voting for Trump's candidate. That's for sure.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was grilled for about 11 hours over the sexual misconduct allegations against him as part of a probe by State Attorney General Letitia James. The governor was grilled by two lead investigators, including former federal prosecutor June Kim, who Cuomo accused of having it out for him because of Kim's involvement in previous investigations of the governor's administration. That, according to The Times. The other investigator involved in the questioning was employment lawyer Ann Clark, the outlet said. A source familiar with the Cuomo's team thinking said that while the governor's camp believes the sit-down went well, quote, he's smart enough to understand you don't know what you don't know. Of course, we talked about Speaker Hastie, who said the AG's report, no matter what it brings, might not necessarily mean he will be impeached.
Well, that's right. I think that was quite a signal, and a lot of people took notice of Hastie, the very powerful speaker of the New York State Assembly, basically saying, you know, this isn't going to happen. We're not going to have an impeachment. They had to walk that back a bit. Nevertheless, the signal, at least to me, was quite clear. Letitia James, of course, whether she likes it or not, is going to get blamed for whatever her investigators find if they come up with some charges against Cuomo. So Cuomo is hanging tough. He went on television yesterday, and he made it quite clear that he was the governor and that he was going to get his mojo back for what he had done early in the pandemic. He sounded like the governor that we all watched on television every day. But since the disease is coming back full force, it brings back the old Cuomo that we all saw, talking about what we have to do to stay safe. It was good politics for him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.